Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, February 19th, 2018. Today is International Tug of War Day. The journalist Deniz Yücel, who was released from Turkish custody on Friday, has already left Berlin again. According to a message on Twitter, he is currently in an unknown location with friends. Yücel had been detained for 367 days without any charges brought against him. The circumstances of his release are unclear, but several politicians, including Foreign Minister Sigmar Gabriel, spoke to Turkish authorities. A foreign policy spokesperson stressed that the German government didn't pay any political price and appreciates the efforts of the Turkish government. The Federal Foreign Office announced that it would now use the same force to stand up for other wrongly detained persons in Turkey. In a video message, Yücel, who was a correspondent of newspaper Die Welt, criticized the circumstances of his release from Turkish custody. On February 13th, a routine detention evaluation resulted in the continuation of pretrial detention, and only 3 days later, he was released. In the video, Yücel thanked the federal government for its efforts, as well as his lawyers, family, and all those who supported him during his 1 year imprisonment. Unknown persons broke into a cable shaft in Berlin and destroyed several cables. As a result, about 40,000 households were cut off from telephone, TV network, and the internet on Sunday. Police investigators are looking into a potential connection to an attempted bank break-in, a spokeswoman said. The attempted heist occurred in a branch of the Sparkasse in Schmargendorf around 1:30 a.m. early Sunday morning. The triggered alarm system is said to have driven out the unknowns. Police forensics secured evidence in the bank's lobby, and the State Criminal Police Office has taken over the investigation. An anti-refugee-themed women's march with 450 demonstrators was blocked by about 1,000 counter-demonstrators yesterday. The march was organized by the AfD supporter Leyla Bilge. The police, who considered the assembly of the counter-protesters as spontaneous, asked them to move a few hundred meters away, but they did not do so. Around 6 p.m., the AfD event therefore disbanded. Participants decided to move to the chancellor's office in small groups, and according to police estimates, 300 people arrived there and made further speeches. A small number of counter-demonstrators was also there. Around 450 AfD participants had gathered at the start of the march, with about the same number of men and women. One of the speakers said, with regard to refugee policy, that women need to be protected by men because they would otherwise become, quote, fair game. The demonstrators chanted that they won't be raped anymore and won't be murdered anymore. Rental bikes are flooding Berlin. An estimated 14,000 bikes in different colors are currently on Berlin streets. And while the bikes are seen as a solution to modern urban mobility to some, others think of them as eyesores and safety hazards that are blocking the sidewalks. In 2016, there were only two major rental companies in Berlin: Next Bike, the provider sponsored by the Senate, and Lidl Bike, the former Kalle Bike of Deutsche Bahn. And since autumn 2017, competitors from the Far East, Denmark, and a German startup have also been added. In November, Mobike and O-Bike from Singapore entered their Berlin business. In addition, Bike from Berlin and Donkey Republic Bikes from Denmark. And more companies are expected to enter the market soon. How the city will deal with influx will have to be seen. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.